Welcome back to another edition of the PBR Minute. Nick Frazier with Justin McBride, head coach of the Nashville Stampede. Justin, an unfortunate weekend. You guys lose by 1 point in night one, night two, not so well, night three. Just a lot of back and forth. There was a rewrite at some point. Just your synopsis of the whole weekend.
Yeah, it was tough. That's one of them weekends that's tough. You know, guys do a lot of good stuff, come up short. And you know, some calls don't go your way, just, you know, tons, you can always find excuses. But at the end of the day, you just got to ride better. And, the guys are doing some good stuff, headed in the right direction. And when the pendulum swings, I think it's going to be good. This is a really good set of guys. And, it just, things have just been tough, like last week, but, they're the kind that can bounce back and turn it around in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, I mean, the bright spot on your team right now, Alan DeSouza, once again, just shows up when the team needs him most. You know, it just seems like minus day three, I mean, 2 out of 3 rides on the weekends, not too bad. Yeah. Cody Jesus, pretty good as well. 2 out of 3, night one and night three, did pretty well. Just what do you think about Cody so far?
Yeah, no, Cody Jesus has probably been, you know, you talked about Alan's consistency, and he's really coming into his own as kind of a guy that the other guys on the team have really begun to count on. So that's pretty cool to see and seeing Alan grow into that role. But Cody Jesus has been a really nice surprise. I mean, we've always known he was a talented guy, but stringing some consistency together has really always been his kind of his Achilles heel. And so to see him quietly ride 3 of his last 4, it's pretty nice to see.
And I just kind of want to just hash on this day 2 against the Outlaws. You know, that last ride was a re-ride. Do you believe it was a re-ride, or should it just kind of gone either way? What do you think?
You know, I'm fine with the re-ride. The rough part was it looked like the guy touched the bull at like 7, 8, 7, 9 seconds. We didn't have a challenge left, and the judges didn't want to take a second look at it. But you know, it's just little things like that. But, you know, you ride a little bit better, and those things, you kind of take it out of their hands. You know, you hear in every sport, don't let the referees be who decides the game. And that's kind of – we've kind of been leaving it up to the judges and letting them decide the games. And you know, we haven't had a lot of luck, which, to me, I hate depending on luck to begin with. So you know, we just got to be a little bit better. And I go back to, it's a good group of guys that are going to keep working to get better. You know, they get a little bit down when those breaks don't go their way, but that's, I think, part of coaching and part of being on a team is you got to understand that, hey, take those kinds of things out of other people's control and control them yourself. And you're going to win more than you lose.
And back to Cody Jesus real quick, just, Do you think about maybe possibly changing up the lineup a little bit from his recent success for the most part?
Yeah, there's a chance, you know, depending on who we got available to us in Nashville, that Jesus could move to a closer role. I kind of like him where he's at, though, too. He's not feeling a lot of pressure, and you're seeing him ride really free and just really confident right now. So sometimes you don't really want to mess with what's working either. I think he and DeSouza have both proven they're really comfortable in their spots right now, and that's where we're getting the most success from.
And then Austin Richardson, he's come close to some pretty good rides, and just what can he do to just finally get over that hump?
Man, you know, I think for Austin, it's just keep firing, just keep going, because he's a really tough, gritty little guy, and it turns into a street fight when the gate opens for Austin. He's not a really much of a finesse kid. And so, you know, like he made a great ride on night 2 this last week, and Bull kind of come up into him and they got him for a touch. Now, it wasn't a touch that helped Austin stay on the bull. The bull kind of come back up into his hand. So it was just bad luck, and he'd have been 89, 90 points. It was a heck of a ride. And so there's just been some little things that have, you know, kind of led to him putting up zeros, but he's definitely due, man. He's gonna, and when it does go his way, it's gonna be good for a while, I think.
And I guess going into Friday night here in Nashville for the Stampede Days, just give your best sales pitch to those Nashville Stampede fans who haven't been there in live action, but finally get to embrace it this whole weekend?
Well, it's like any sport, I would say, in the sense that if you've never seen it in person, TV does not do it justice. And then multiply that times 10 when you're talking about bull riding. Everything is bigger. Everything is faster. When one of those bulls leave there and you feel the arena shake, it's an experience like you've never experienced. And then just to see the athleticism of the bulls, the toughness of the guys, it's really something that you don't get to see in sports. And I don't care what sport you're talking about. I'm a huge sports fan and have got to watch the highest levels live and in person. And there is nothing that compares to bull riding out there.
I'd have to agree to that. I went last year here for the Stampede Days, and man, I have so much more respect.
It's different.
Yeah, it's completely different. Obviously, you know, kind of being a part of the PBR through this PBR Minute, I've definitely grown a bigger appreciation, not only just for the bulls, but for the riders. I mean, they are sacrificing day in and day out their bodies. And I mean, nonetheless,
absolutely,
we don't know,
man,
what could happen. Like, you're never guaranteed another 24, as the man upstairs always says. So I live by that. And to see these true cowboys in some regard just go full on and take them by the horn.
Absolutely, Nick. Well, I appreciate that, man. And I'm glad you're getting more and more involved in it. We can't wait to have you again.
Absolutely, Justin. Appreciate the time, man. Hey, if you want to get your tickets to the PBR this weekend for the Stampede Days, you know where to go. Go to PBR.com or Ticketmaster.com for your tickets. Justin, again, appreciate the time. We'll see you this weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nick.